Parshas Chukos, we have the Haftorah, the story of Yiftach. And the story of Yiftach goes as follows. The Yiftach is about to have an important battle. And he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, if I win, whatever comes out of my house, first I'm going to offer it as a korban, thinking it's going to be an animal, and ultimately it ends up being his daughter. What Yiftach did is not such a chiddush. Now you see it in sports often. People guaranteeing, trying to incentivize themselves, saying, oh, we're going to do it, and I'm going to have this as a reward if we do it, and whatever it is that you have to do, but you're willing to talk the big game because you're riling yourself up. And that's exactly what Yiftach was doing. He was trying to encourage himself before this big battle. Hashem, you come through. You let me be able to come through with the big win here. I'm going to reciprocate by offering you a korban. And unfortunately, the tragedy of him being his daughter and then the machlokas, whether or not he really did kill his daughter, and his daughter just went into idle state for the rest of her life, which in many ways you can say is just as sad, if not sadder, of not having the opportunity to live your life. But the story goes as follows, that it could have been that Yiftach could have had this annul. He could have gone to Pinchas, who was the Kohen Gadol at the time, and he asked him, and he could have asked him, please let me get rid of my nether. But Yiftach thought as a show of faith, he should not have had to do that. And Pinchas thought as a Kohen Gadol, it was beneath him to have to go after Yiftach. And as a result, neither one met the other, and the ultimate tragedy that befell Yiftach's daughter. And this is something that often can happen in life. Not the exact case. I don't think we're offering korbanos on things that come out first. But that you could have two people that if one of them makes the first move, would you make the first move and everything will be okay? But we don't want to make the first move. I'm going to wait for you. And it ends up being that neither one of them end up doing anything. In life, to be successful, we need to be proactive. We can end up just doing nothing, or we can see tragedy if we're not proactive. But life needs to be about living an active life, that I am pursuing something. I'm going to do it. Sometimes I need to be the man because the other person is not going to do it. So somebody needs to step up here and be able to make sure that whatever needs to get done is able to get done, so that we don't have a negative result. It's not often easy. A lot of times we want to take the passive route that, okay, everything will work itself out. I don't have to be the person, but being a doer will ultimately lead to having great things happen in life. As is Hashem, we should often ask. Sometimes you have that situation where, okay, the other person's uncomfortable. They're not going to do it, but somebody needs to be that person, and I'm going to be the doer. I'm going to step up in a major, major way. Have a wonderful Shabbos.